Welcome, everybody, to the News and Views podcast brought to you by the Renowned Builders Association. This is episode 16. I am John Mark Antonio, the executive officer here at the Renowned Builders Association. I'm here with Robert Salvas, our education guru, manager, contractor development person here at the Builders Association. How are you today, Bob?
Great, John. How are you doing?
Well, doing well. Also here today with us, who can't say much, is Bill Pimentel, because he's the man behind the scenes recording this lovely podcast. We'll get to him someday soon. Bob, today I wanted to talk to the members and folks who are listening about the 2024 Energy Code. As many, probably most, are not aware, the industry was able to, with the help of a lot of legislation and a lot of advocacy groups, skip the 21 Energy Code, which was rather problematic in the states that had gone there, its cost, its complexities. So with some legislation that was put in, the Speaker, along with the Senate President and the Governor, put that through, and we're much appreciative for the time it allowed of the industry to catch up and train itself. And one of the things that's led to that is a collaboration with the National Association of Home Builders on a comprehensive set of courses designed to educate the industry on this code. Now, when will the 24 Energy Code kick in? Right now, it's not published. It's expected to be published sometime in mid-year, and it'll be taking effect sometime, my estimation, is maybe July-ish, somewhere in that range.
July 2024?
Yeah, 2024. When it does come into effect, there's a grace period there. You can check with your local building official, but I think it's like a three-month window, give or take, for the new code to take effect. So I'm not going to get into the particulars of what's in the code, because that is being brought to you by the class that we offer. And Bob, could you just tell the folks listening here today when those classes are available?
Sure. Well, we actually ran our very first one in January, and we were really excited because the folks from the National Association of Home Builders were here and helped us with the presentation. It was a full house. We sold out every seat. It was an in-person class. We had 34 people sign up, plus we had a lot of dignitaries visit us because of exactly what you said. They've all been very supportive of us. The governor was here, the Speaker of the House, a sitting senator. It was a really excellent presentation, and we had to turn people away because there were so many people that wanted this information, and they know how important it is. So we're going to try to run it pretty much every month, and just to try to meet the demand and get the information out to the entirety of our industry. So right coming up in February, we'll have it again. We'll be doing the next installation of this on February 23rd, and that's 2024. That'll be right here at the REBA offices at 450 Veterans Memorial Parkway in East Providence, Rhode Island. We are planning that particular class to go from 9:30 to noon. So it's a 2.5-hour class. It is a credit class. It has been approved by the Contractors Registration Licensing Board. So great use of time for a contractor who wants to get ahead of the game and at the same time get their 2.5 credits that they need to renew. So it kind of checks off a couple of buckets. And I think we're going to have another great turnout in the February class. And if we do, we'll continue to run it monthly.
Well, there you go. We will continue to run that monthly, I'm sure, as I expect the demand to be quite high. The 24 Energy Code really does make a bit of a jump. It's a little more complex, certainly manageable. But this industry-related training is the first in the country. So Rhode Island being the first state to jump to the 24 Energy Code, the time we had to develop this course in collaboration with NAHB, the feedback, Bob, from the first class, from the builders in the room, the experienced people, some of whom had never had a direct energy-related class provided to them by this association, or I took one in general. Yeah. I know that sounds, that doesn't mean they weren't up to speed on it, but to have their first energy-related training from the association on this specific topic. Can you tell me the feedback you got? Because the feedback I got was great.
the feedback was off the chart. We had some people in that room, as you and I, without naming names, we had some people in the room who were very well-versed on the information, on the political structure, on all the things that this encompasses. And they came up to both of us at various points during the day to say how incredible the training was. And how, you know, one of the things about this, John, is energy can be very complicated, and I know very little about it, to be frank. But these presentations were presented in such a way as to make it understandable for the contractor who is not an energy expert. And I think that that's really important. And several people told us almost word for word what I just said.
Yeah, and that really comes from the collaboration and kind of the new way of thinking there at your national association, NHB in DC. They had their code experts, these folks who, I mean, there's only a few of them in the country, came together with us to produce this class. But it took them 4 or 5 months to go through this, create it. It's a 2.5-ish, 3-ish hour class. I would say it's a very comprehensive overview of the 24 code and how you comply with that as a builder. But the credentials that went into this cannot be questioned. The information, as valuable as it is, is taught to you by some of the best in the industry or developed by some of the best in the industry. REBA does have its own teachers, all of whom were flown down to DC, went through the NHB train-to-trainer course. Our next class is going to be taught by Larry Desromier, a building official here in Rhode Island and a builder, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Most people know Larry.
So Larry will be there for you, then forthcoming after that. The courses will be in March, and then I expect to run it every month. As far as how it's taught, one of the perspectives that we have here at the Builders Association is try to just teach you the code. The course was developed to really be informational. It's not directional. We're not telling you which path to take. The code, from my understanding of it, has many paths that you can take to be in compliance with it. And that's easily walked through by the teachers. Is that your take on it, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. And, some of the information, some of the questions that were asked started to go down maybe a little bit of a rabbit hole, get too detailed. But everyone should know that this is an overview that covers the important stuff about these new codes that are coming, and that we will be also rolling out a deeper dive on specific topics as we go forward throughout the year. And I think that's noteworthy. They should get the basic information now, and then as the year progresses and we get closer to the time when this is going into effect, they can do a deeper dive into whatever area they might need.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. So I believe NHB has planned up to 8 or 9 modules.
Modules, yeah, yeah.
So this class is the overview class, and they do a deep dive into different specific areas, whether it be, how you not weatherize the house, but how you air seal it.
Right.
Specific topics on the HVAC systems, all these little complexity areas will have their own individual classes. So good stuff. Bob, as always, great job there on the education front. So now that we've updated the members and folks about what we have coming for the Energy Code, do you want to take a few minutes and just kind of go over the whole educational program that we have at the Builders Association? It is noted as one of the best, if not the best, in the country. It's a model that our National Association has looked at. It does a lot to support new contractors, existing contractors, help train their employees. So take a few minutes here, Chief. Take some credit for a few things and educate the folks out there about what's coming up in the months to come.
Sure, John. Thanks. The energy piece is just one piece of a bigger picture. And we have been striving for the last 4 years to bring education directly to the contractor. Not just education on, how to install windows. That stuff is there, of course. Or to get your RRP or your OSHA. Those things are all in place and have been in place for a long time. But we've also added in a lot of business classes. So people who are really good at what they do may not necessarily be good at things like QuickBooks or marketing or social media or business planning. And we have classes on all, and sales even. We have classes on all those topics. And one of the classes that we rolled out recently, we'll roll out again, is the class on how to be successful at a trade show. And as you know, we have quite a big trade show coming up around the corner.
Jeez, Bob, what would that trade show, that consumer show, be called?
The Rhode Island Home Show. And it's the first weekend in April. We have, I believe, we're the turnout for the exhibitors is really high. But here's the thing. We'd love to have contractors at the trade show, but we want to not only have you there, we want to help you be successful because that's part of your marketing plan as well. So we have all these classes about how to be a more successful contractor. A lot of those classes have been and are still being delivered via Zoom, which is very convenient. But we're also trying to integrate more and more in-person classes. And as you know, the energy class was given in person, and many other classes right today in the other room. We have an 8-hour RRP class being given in person. So we continue to have a combination of both those things because certain things are better in person and certain things are better or easier or more convenient. If they're in a Zoom-type format where people can do it from home or their office.
So whether it's LED, OSHA, estimating, codes, business practices, I mean, how many courses do you have? Is it over 100?
Yeah, it's 100 and something, yeah.
So we about that.
Right, this trade association has over 100 courses available. They don't always run at once, right? But over a period of time, they circulate. That is incredibly comprehensive education for both the contractor, new and existing, and all their employees. I remember back in the day when I worked for my father, they would send us here for code training and estimating, anything that would improve the staff, the folks who work in the field, and the contractor himself. It's called our Contractor Development Program. It's very unique to Rhode Island. And it's a model that's being, I believe, copied by other HBAs, and we're supporting that across the country. So just if you want, do you have any specific, stories you could share about how someone as a newbie comes into the industry, takes some courses, maybe takes some trade training or sends employees to trade training and then develops a business. And then years later, they're not only involved in a trade association itself, but they're in the home show. I mean, here, I'm giving you a lot of things to talk about, but I know they exist. Those success stories that came from your efforts and from the efforts of the team here at REBA, just take a few minutes to talk about
them. Yeah, there's a bunch. A friend of mine, Josh, he was working a full-time job. He was doing, handyman type work. On the side. So he came to us and he said, I want to do this handyman stuff. We took him through the process of becoming a registered contractor. And he was a typical employee, as many of our contractors are. They come from a background where they work for someone else and then they want to strike out on their own. And a lot of them have that enthusiasm, but they don't always have the knowledge of how to get that done. So a guy like Josh comes to us, takes the class, starts taking advantage of all these continuing education classes, learns new stuff, and pretty soon he's also participating in the home show. He participated in the Rhode Island Home Show last year for the very first time. He got such a great response. He said, it's going to take me all year just to keep up with all the business I have. And he said, so I'll be back next year to make sure that, the business keeps flowing. So that we touched a lot of different areas there. With the initial training which he had, and now his business is growing. He's doing more than handyman work.
Right.
So that's another part to this where he said, I'm actually doing small projects, not just, changing light bulbs or whatever.
And that's the whole concept we have here, is not just to support the existing builder with all the resources, information, advocacy, et cetera, that they need, but to develop the future builder who's capable of filling the space, helping to build more housing, fixing what has to be fixed in our dilapidated housing market out there. We have some of the oldest housing stock in the country, and certainly leading a pathway for careers, hiring folks, et cetera. So housing's a big deal, but you have to have the contractors to do it. If you want to build more housing, you have to have the workforce to do it, and this trade association has been dedicated in that space for the last decade. We'll continue to do so. A lot of it has to do with the work that you do here, Bob.
And it's right in the title. We call this the Contractor Development Program, because we are developing contractors to go from wherever they're at, whether they're beginning or existing, to get to a higher place.
So Bob, whether it's the code for the 2024 Energy Code, any of the courses, what's the best way for someone listening out there to take or participate in that? They contact you directly? What's the
score? Absolutely, best thing is to contact me directly. And I talk to people all day on the telephone, as you know, and I just love having conversations because every situation is a little different, and I can give some guidance as to what path they should take. And so, 401-438-7400 is our main number.
That's 401-438-7400. And Bob's
extension is 104.
Great. Well, that's this episode of the News and Views podcast. I'm John Marcantonio, your CEO. Until next time, this is episode 16. We'll see you soon.